Ava.
Charlie, I missed that first part. You said you're working on this thing?
Yeah, working on this thing with Hale Bugs. And he has come up with some language that seems to me to be all right, and the vice president will go along with. And Hale would like to personally to tell you what the language is, and then he would like to talk to the boss about it, if that's necessary.
Charlie?
Yep.
Why don't you just go ahead and tell me yourself? Let's just you and I work.
All right. This language is stop all bombing of North Vietnam unless this action would endanger the lives of our troops.
Charlie, it does. We got that positively. Let's don't mislead and deceive people. I'd rather be a poor peasant and wear a wooden shoe and be out on the door by myself than to...
In that case, why...
The unless is no goddamn meaningful because we know it. Read Abram Dwyer in front of you. Well, he says that it does.
Well, in that case, the language would not call for the bombing to be stopped.
Well, that's right, but why do you want to imply that you're going to stop it? You just say to annoy something, it'd take me a year to explain, and then they'll say I'm running away from it.
Well, I suppose one consideration is really a critical situation here at the convention. And looks like that the chairman of the platform committee who's sitting here might not be able to go to his platform committee except for the disagreement between the president and the vice president. He thinks that would be a terrible situation.
Well, the president's not going to agree to stop all the bombing, Charlie, period. Now, I just hate to say that I'm just like you. I'd rather vote for Nixon than to kill my boy.
Well, I'm with you. But I just don't think this is it. Now, Hale is here, and he would like to talk to
I don't want to get into that because I don't want to talk to anybody at the convention. I don't care what they'd like to do.
All right, sir.
I just positively don't want to do it, and I think you better just say you're talking to Jim Jones.
All right.
That's why I asked you to go out there. If I wanted to negotiate with each one of these individuals, I'd go out there. I just can't do it. But I would say to them, if they won't go for the language that we suggested, which I think puts Hanoi off bad enough, then they have to go on their own responsibility, but which I will not accept, and which I will... Now, what they've got to take into account, do they want to say stop the bombing when the commander tells them that it increases the enemy fivefold and our men must retreat? If they do, they can use their language.
Right.
If they don't, they ought to use our language.
Right.
Now, we're not going to approve anything. We're not going to accept it. Hale says he wants to go and tell them the president's for this. The president's not going to be riding that platform. He told him he wouldn't to begin with.
Right.
This is Humphrey's convention. And Teddy Kennedy's whoever he wants to be. If I wanted to be mine, I wouldn't have withdrawn.
Right.
But I'm telling him what our position is, as commander-in-chief, that I'm not about to stop this bombing unless they arrest me. And I take my power away from me and
right.
kill these men when I know it kills them.
Right.
Because I've got some of my own right there, and I'm not going to shoot them in the heart.
Right.
Not for a bunch of goddamn draft dodgers.
All right.
Now, is that clear? Don't you tell them you talked to me at all. You just talked to Jim Jones. But I'm not sure that they understand the reasons behind this.